we've all heard of the old adage, give credit where credit is due, and that's something that the mainstream media, in particular Kathy Belich at WFTV, needs to do. Now, I'm seeing some reports that she actually did credit bloggers for the Dr. Rodriguez not being the co-founder of the Body Farm story that she grabbed a hold of. But it's much bigger than that. You know, Red and Tom in those days, and Red and Class and Blink and everybody else, and all the stories that they've covered. Without the blog sites like Scared Monkeys and Blink on Crime, a lot of these mainstream media and cable news outlets would be lost. We know they cherry pick. We know that they get a lot of their stories from us. And I think it's interesting that Red writes the story at ScaredMonkeys.com. Scared Monkeys would like to thank the many monkeys in the cage at ScaredMonkeys.net, the crime forum that helped research and get the word out through Facebook, Twitter, and emails that made it possible that a potential witness in the Anthony case was found wanting. Let's face it, Bill and Kathy, long before you went on TV, took credit for your great reporting. The decision had already been made by the powers in the Casey Anthony Murdy trial that Rodriguez would not be getting back on the witness stand. Wonder where they may have read that damning data. And it goes on, and I encourage you to check out that that story at ScaredMonkeys.com that Red writes. So, again, credit where credit is due. If you grab a story, you know, the Nancy Graces and the Gretas and Jane Velez Mitchells, and hell, even Joy Behar's doing this story, Dr. Drew and Dr. Schmoo and all these other guys, and you grab it from a blog site, give credit where credit is due. Another important story, Whitey Bulger, finally arrested in the gangster. He was arrested in Santa Monica, California, after 16 years on the run. Of course, he was the inspiration for the movie The Departed, and was indicted in 19 murders, and he was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. So credit where credit is due absolutely goes to who arrested Whitey Bulger. My thoughts and prayers go to those in the area that I live in, Saskatchewan, Southeast Saskatchewan, and North Dakota, Minot, North Dakota in particular, where my two daughters live, have been inundated by floodwater. Floodwater so high that it's unprecedented in the last, they're saying, hundreds of years. In fact, my daughter and her husband-to-be will probably lose their house. So those of you that think you have problems, come to an area like this where the floodwaters are devastating, not only the countryside, but residential areas. In fact, in one area, 12,000 people had to be evacuated because of high water. Not just a few inches, but many feet. So let's hope that Mother Nature finally stops this, and let's hope things can dry out. One thing that won't dry out was our coverage on the Casey Anthony murder trial, and we will continue that here on Scared Monkeys Radio. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.